Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Victor Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The wearable sleep tracker market is expected to achieve a compound annual growth rate of 7.6 between now and 2028, according to a report from Future Market Insights. The report says the growth of sleep tracker technology can be attributed to a growing concern over sleep disorders like insomnia or sleep apnea. Additionally, the United States is expected to be the leader of growth in the market, with an expected compound annual growth of 5.1%. Google publishes a white paper explaining how it tackles disinformation across YouTube, Google Search, news, and ads. The company says it uses ranking algorithms to surface content that does not encourage the ideological viewpoints of the individuals building them. The firm notes it also uses its experience with spam filtering to deal with malicious actors trying to get around its quality controls. Smart speaker sales hit a record high of 86 million units in the final quarter of 2018. According to a new report from Strategy Analytics, representing a 98% gain over Q4 sales during the previous year. The report called smart speakers the hottest consumer electronics product in 2018, and noted that Amazon and Google both had a strong quarter, with both companies' smart speaker products accounting for over 65% of units sold last quarter. The European Telecommunications Standards Institute introduced a new IoT standard for European manufacturers, meant to promote built-in security and privacy measures, which prohibits default security passwords and requires manufacturers to disclose vulnerabilities. The standard follows a proposal from the UK government released last year and is meant to provide additional protection for IoT consumers. Drone manufacturers will hold talks with the UK government in March about how they can help prevent incidents involving unmanned aircraft such as the one that shut down London's Gatwick Airport before Christmas. News of the meeting came as the government announced yesterday it had rushed legislation through Parliament to enlarge drone exclusion zones around airports to a maximum of 5 km from the current 1 km. The new regulations will come into force on March the 13th. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.